Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Rita Coolidge, the singer, said, "Too often, the opportunity knocks. But by the time you push back push back the bolt, unhook the two locks, and shut off the burglar alarm, too late." When opportunity comes knocking, we still have to get up off the couch and answer the door. I think perhaps the most insightful quote about opportunity knocking that I've ever read is from Dr. Maxwell Maltz, the author of the book, Psycho-Cybernetics. He said, "What is opportunity, and when does it knock? It never knocks. You can wait a whole lifetime, listening, hoping, and you'll hear no knocking, none at all. You are opportunity, and you must knock on the door leading to your destiny. You prepare yourself to recognize opportunity, to pursue and seize opportunity as you develop the strength of your personality and build a self-image with which you're able to live with your self-respect alive and growing. Sometimes people, even believers, pass on the opportunities before them because they've been corralled into their comfort zone, not even recognizing they're experiencing a defining moment. With a decision that would change their destiny forever. They just don't recognize that kind of decision. By all accounts, the prophet Elisha had a good life before he connected with Elijah. He had a good business, which gave him financial security, had a good family relationship. He was in a good place. But then something happened.
1 Kings 19, verses 19 and 20 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "So Elijah left there and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, whose plowing was being done with 12 yoke of oxen, and he drove the 12. Elijah crossed over to him and cast his mantle upon him. He left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, 'Let me kiss my father and mother, and then I will follow you.' And he, testing Elisha, said, 'Go on back. What have I to do with you? Settle it for yourself.' So Elisha went back from him. Then he took a yoke of oxen, slew them, boiled their flesh with the oxen's yoke as fuel, and gave to the people, and they ate. Then he arose and followed Elijah and served him."
When Elijah showed up, Elisha saw a glimpse of something new. Something fresh in God that few people even knew existed. Elisha had to leave what was behind to embrace what was ahead. Does that ring a bell with you? That you have to leave what's behind to embrace what's ahead. From that passage of scripture, let's look at 7 keys. Number one, when change comes, God will find you. If you're willing. As we said, by all accounts, Elisha had a good life. His father Shaphat was a descendant of David in the royal line of Judah. Elisha had it made. But then something changed. He had an encounter with the man of God. Some people think God can only find them in certain places. Over the years, I've known numerous people who only felt like God would speak to them if they're in the sanctuary. Hey, God spoke to Elisha in the field. I remember some years ago, my spiritual mentor, Brother John Avanzini, was speaking for Dr. Creflo Dollar. During the service preliminaries, the congregation was asked to pray. They were going over prayer requests. They were asked to pray for a specific woman who was about to lose her house. She only owed about $27,000. Something stirred in Brother John. He walked to the podium where Dr. Dollar was standing in. Asked if the woman was in the service. Finally, word came that she was working in the nursery. So Dr. Dahl asked the ushers to go get the woman. When she walked on the platform, Brother John hugged the woman as he told her that God had told him to pay off the mortgage on the woman's house. I don't think he can imagine the kind of celebration that erupted in the sanctuary. Now, this woman may have been changing dirty diapers in the nursery, but God saw her faithfulness where she was and delivered her a miracle. When we're right before God, he'll speak to us. When we follow his instructions, then our lives will change forever.
Colossians 3, verse 17 in the Classic Amplified Bible. And whatever you do, no matter what it is, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus and in dependence upon his person, giving praise to God the Father through him.
Number two, anointed for your calling. 1 Kings 19:19 says, Elijah crossed over to him and cast his mantle upon him. Elisha was doing what he felt he should be doing, what was right in his situation. His faithfulness was observed and rewarded. I remember hearing the stories about Kenneth Copeland being a pilot for Oral Roberts while attending the university that bore his name. Brother Copeland would always carry Dr. Roberts' luggage and care for his personal needs. His service to the man of God positioned him for the anointing to flow in his life. When we show ourselves faithful, when we're obedient to those in authority over us, when sold out and radical for the Lord, amazing things begin to happen.
1 John 2, verse 27 in the Classic Amplified Bible. But as for you, the anointing, the sacred appointment, the unction which you receive from him abides permanently in you. So then you have no need that anyone should instruct you. But just as his anointing teaches you concerning everything and is true and is no falsehood, so you must abide in, live in, never depart from him, being rooted in him, knit to him, just as his anointing has taught you to do. The anointing to serve opens doors, other doors. Let's say it that way, for the anointing of God to flow in our lives. In Luke 4, verse 18, in the New Living Translation, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free."
If the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, and it is, then you've been anointed to bring good news to the poor. What's the best news you can bring to the poor? That they don't have to live that way anymore. What's the good news for those living in less than God's best? They don't have to live that way anymore. But we do need to leave our past behind. Chase your future. Chase your future. In 1 Kings 19:20 from the verses that I've read earlier, Classic Amplified, it says, he left the oxen and ran after Elijah. Louis L'Amour, the author of many amazing books, once said, some say opportunity knocks only once. That's not true. Opportunity knocks all the time, but you have to be ready for it. If the chance comes, you must have the equipment to take advantage of it. One of the main reasons to be prayed up is so that when our opportunity, when it comes our way, we'll not only know it, we'll be ready to chase after. Too many times people are chasing the wrong things. People chase a job thinking it'll meet all their needs. It won't. Too many people chase money thinking it'll solve all their problems. It won't. Instead of chasing after things and our positions, we should be chasing after God. He's the one who will bring us happiness, and he's the one who has a plan for our future.
Jeremiah 29, verse 11, in the New International Version. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future.
When we chase God, He will deliver us to our destiny. I've often said and posted frequently on Facebook and Twitter and other social media platforms, don't chase money, chase God, and money will chase you. Number four, leave what's familiar.
Genesis 12, verse 1 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Now in Haran, the Lord said to Abram, go for yourself, for your own advantage, away from your country, from your relatives, and from your father's house, to the land that I will show you.
God was telling Abraham to leave what was familiar to him behind. No doubt, Abraham lived in a very prosperous environment. But when the word of the Lord came to him, he moved in obedience to God's divine directive. See, Elisha also left behind what was familiar to him. In fact, again, it was in 1 Kings 19:20, Classic Amplified. Let me kiss my father and mother, and then I'll follow you. Listen, when we hear the voice of the Lord, sometimes it requires us to leave what's familiar behind. Are we ready to move out of our comfortable, safe, perhaps even prosperous comfort zone to follow the calling of the Lord?
Genesis 12, verse 2 in the Living Bible. If you do, I will cause you to become the father of a great nation. I will bless you and make your name famous, and you will be a blessing to many others.
That scripture, the first three words says, if you do. If you do. It means Abraham had a choice to make. When we hear the voice of the Lord, we will have a choice to make. We can either stay in our comfort zone, or we can heed the voice of the Lord. Elisha had a choice to make, and so do each of us every day. We'll finish this call tomorrow, but stay with me. I want to read you something. We'll finish it tomorrow. A couple of things. First, Pastor Kawa Robert from Uganda. I was blessed by a post on my Facebook page. He said, amen, man of God. I wish all people around the globe will read your daily blogs or listen to your calls. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Robert. Thank you. I want to encourage you to join us tonight for Sunday Night Live, 6 p.m. Eastern. Go to haroldherring.com. Just the button that says Sunday Night Live, just click on it. Join us. You'll have an outline. Tonight's teaching will make you shout. I say that most of the time, but each time, you know, revelation is progressive and gets better all the time. Join us 6 p.m. tonight. And by the way, if you've been blessed by the teaching or outreach of this ministry, go to haroldherring.com and up at the top where it says, sow a seed just as God. What seed did have you put in the ground? Do what He says. That's all we ever ask. So till tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern or tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. And we're so blessed by your support of the ministry.